Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And so let's look at what's happening here when you hear Michael Snyder talking on Jim Baker's program about a war is coming. And it all boils down to ever how you treated Israel. Let's take a look.
Michael, you said there had been reports that Turkish forces have actually entered and taken up position in northern Syria. Why is this important, and what should be, what does it mean?
Yeah, we had talked about the problems in Syria before and how this could potentially be setting up war in the Middle East. Well, according to international news sources, not the U.S. media, the U.S. media is not talking about it, but according to Russian media, Iranian media, other international news sources, Syrian forces have actually they're not just shelling across the border now, not just conducting airstrikes, but they've actually crossed the border and taken up positions near the town of Afrin, near the town of Azaz. Now, I've probably butchered both of those names, but in particular, the town of Azaz, there's a very important highway corridor that goes through there, which Turkey has been using to supply the jihadists, to supply al-Qaeda, to supply the ISIS fighters, too. A lot of Americans don't realize this. But Turkey has been very determined to keep that corridor open. So now, they've actually crossed the border, taken up positions in northern Syria. So their forces are actually sitting there in northern Syria. And now, of course, Turkey already has forces sitting in northern Iraq. A lot of Americans don't realize this either. And the Russians recently got very, very upset about that, saying, get your forces out of Iraq. Why do you sell forces in Iraq? But in Turkey, what we've got is we were told Turkey is our ally, right? We've got President Erdogan over there, who's basically become a dictator. And the kind of political rallies they hold over there are very reminiscent of 1930s Nazi Germany. We've got this extreme nationalism fueled by radical Islam. And in Turkey and President Erdogan, they dream of rebuilding the old Ottoman Empire. They believe in Turkey not just expanding their influence, taking more territory back. And so they've already got forces in northern Iraq and in northern Syria. And of course, they want to overthrow the Assad regime. That's been their goal all along. So the concern is, okay, now they've actually moved forces over the border. Is this going to escalate the conflict? Will the Russians respond? Will the Syrian government respond? What's going to happen? But this represents an escalation of the conflict and of tensions there in Syria. And we've already had this a five-year civil war, which was initially started and spearheaded, actually, by Hillary Clinton's State Department, along with Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Hillary Clinton kind of came along. Remember, it was the Arab Spring back in 2011, and governments were being toppled. Well, Hillary Clinton came along with Saudi Arabia and Turkey and said, hey, it would be a great opportunity to overthrow Assad. And so that's how the whole ball of wax got started, which is, of course, has created this immigration crisis into Europe, and everyone's all upset about the refugees and everything else. But it all started because of Hillary Clinton's State Department. Now we're going to make her president? I mean, are we insane? It's crazy, Pastor Jim.
Whoa. Do you believe the stage is being set for the next war, the Third World War?
Well, Pastor Jim, it's not going to start overnight, but I do believe that war is coming. In fact, on the DVD that we're offering today along with my book, I talked about specific prophecies about how war is coming to the Middle East. And in particular, I believe a great war is coming to Israel. Now, I believe something is coming first. I believe that there is going to be a declaration of a Palestinian state. In fact, for the first time ever this year, the Obama administration said it's now on the table, a UN Security Council resolution that would set the parameters for a divided land of Israel, a Palestinian state, a divided city of Jerusalem. It's on the table. They didn't say they were going to do it by the time that Obama's term ended, but for the first time, they said it's on the table. Now, if they're going to make that move, Pastor Jim, it's almost certainly going to be before November, before the election. But, Obama's coming up to the end of his second term, and he knows, well, this is my last chance. If I want to play a role in dividing the land of Israel, this is my last chance to do it. So we're going to watch this coming months very, very carefully, because when it happens, whether it's Barack Obama or someone else, someday a U.S. government, a U.S. president will have a role in dividing the land of Israel and in dividing the city of Jerusalem, whether it's a UN Security Council resolution or negotiations or whatever it is going to happen. And that's one of the most important prophetic markers that we're watching for, because once after that happens, basically all hell's going to break loose. We only have a few minutes on the program today. If you want to know what I'm talking about, get that video I did last night, because I talk about this in depth, because we are going to see it divided at some point. There is going to be a declaration, a dividing of the land, but it's not going to last for too long, because subsequently, it's not going to set the stage for peace. It's going to set the stage for war. A great war is coming to the land of Israel, and it's going to be bloody. It's going to be horrible beyond anything we've ever seen. I mean, the small conflicts we've seen over there are nothing compared to what's coming. A great, great war is coming to the land of Israel. And the good news is Israel's going to win and get a whole bunch of her land back. The bad news is that there's going to be immense death and destruction on both sides, and it's going to be a horrible tragedy. Anti-Semitism in this country is going to go through the roof. Mm-hmm. But these are prophetic markers we're watching for that are coming up. So we need to watch these things closely. These events of these next few months could tell a lot, Pastor Jim.
Wow. Is it true that President Obama said we are to prepare for disasters? Or a disaster?
I wrote about it on the Economic Collapse blog. So, Pastor Jim, for years, you've been telling people, get emergency food, get a supply kit, have an evacuation plan, do all these things to prepare. Well, guess who else is saying it? Barack Obama is saying it.
Finally.
Wow,
now he's leaving office. Interesting.
But just at the end of last month, he came out, he went to FEMA headquarters, delivered this big speech saying, okay, American people, you need to get prepared. In fact, he said, you need to get prepared for a disaster. So did that have any kind of hidden meaning? People debate that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's encouraging people to get food, to get supplies, to have an evacuation plan. All these things Jim Baker's been saying for years. Well, this is one thing that Jim Baker and Barack Obama agree on.
So important, because we've been talking about it ourselves, 90 days of preparation. If you subscribe today to the Torch newsletter, you get in your email, you go to vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner, click on subscribe down, and we'll send you prudent preparation.
Yes, as a
you still have time. Believe it or not, you still have time to prepare. We had the taste of what it's like to everything just to stop when five hurricanes hit the state
Gulf
of
Coast,
Florida,
yeah.
The Gulf Coast. And it changes everything. And the truth is, if you weren't prepared, you're not prepared. And you need to prepare. Biggest thing you need to prepare for, because how are you going to minister to others if you didn't prepare to minister to your own?
Yeah.
You're going to be in some cheese line somewhere trying to figure
something. Well, I just remember the other day,
If
there is a cheese line. We just, the other day, lost internet all the way to Georgia.
The entire Gulf Coast.
And everyone's panicking. Yeah. Wait a minute, we have no internet. Yeah. It's going to be a whole lot worse not having internet for 15 minutes.
Can you imagine these young folks without their little mobile devices?
What are they going to do?
They're going to look at them like, this movie. Steve liked this movie. What was that movie he liked? I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
I tried to survive it. I passed
out. But the
out
last
the beginning
hurricane.
It. But it's about these people that they've never moved around in their entire lives, and they fell out of a seat. Wally. And somebody touches him. He's like, what was that? It was like the Hamiltons.
Wow.
Somebody touches him, and all of a sudden he just realized, wow. And then the whole, hey, it could be good. It could be really good.
It could be a good thing.
Touch could come back again.
Imagine that.
Oh, my
That'd be
goodness.
Beautiful. That would be beautiful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.